trying to do our best at Roselle in the House to continually clear the air on an industry that does seem to grow its own level of confusion, the solar industry, as it relates in particular to residential photovoltaic generation rooftop panels. I'm here with Dan King from Harmon Solar. If you've got questions about solar, now would be a great time to jump on board. Dan, knowing you were going to be on air, we got flooded with emails this week. I've got a question here from someone who says, Rosie, just wondering. Oh, I just saw who this was from. I know this person. Just wondering about solar system for our south-facing ranch-style home in Chandler. Had several door-to-door salesmen knocking on the door and wanting to install for me a free solar system. The APS bill is currently $186 a month. They say it would drop to about $130. When I hear free and no cost to the owner, I get nervous. I love our old house, like the way it looks without all those ugly panels on the roof. And he wants to know, so who's making all the money? So what is this deal he's seeing right now?
Well, first off, we can affectionately refer to those ugly panels as environmental bling. How about we talk about
that
instead?
Good.
Yeah, there's what's happening there is I'm going to assume that that's going to be a lease. And it truly is no money out of pocket, assuming you have a good credit score. And you can get solar put on your house by the leasing company. You'll have a lease payment that you'll pay. And the combination of the lease payment with the leftover electric bill that you have should be less or would be less than what you're currently spending with the utility company. So that's what's happening. And the people that are making the money in that circumstance would be obviously the leasing company that's getting a payment from them every month.
Mm-hmm.
They get to take advantage of the tax credit and all of that. So that's the business model that they have. And quite a few people do take advantage of that. I would say if you look at those, just make sure that you know what you're getting into when you read the lease. Make sure you look through the lease. The biggest thing is the escalation clauses. Many of them contain an escalation clause, which gets you in a really low payment up front. So your savings in year one are greater, and it's very attractive. But then they can raise by, 1.9 to 4.9% every year. So a payment that starts at $100, the next year is going to be $103 or $105, and then $106 or $110 the year after. And it's just something to be aware of. Make sure you read the fine print.
And the leases are generally for what term?
Most of the leases are for 20 years.
Okay. And we were talking the SRP special that y'all are offering right now. This doesn't apply in that district, does it?
The leasing companies have pretty much all pulled out. I'm sure that they will get back into that market at some point in the future.
Okay.
But right now, it's cash customers.
Okay.
And we also offer some financing. So these are all owned systems. They wouldn't be leased systems. So the customer would need to be able to take advantage of the tax credit, which is a big part of it.
Okay.
As well as the federal and state tax credits that are available.
And leasing is good in a cash flow position, but really in the long run, the cheapest way to utilize solar power is to buy the panels, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what happens is you don't have to spend any money up front, and your savings are going to be less. When you buy the system, 100% of the savings go to you. You don't have another payment per se if you can actually pay cash for it. So over the long run, even with some maintenance expense set aside down the road to maybe replace an inverter, it's still far better from a savings perspective if you own it. But not everybody can write a check for, $20,000 or $30,000.
So. Right. Well, we've got Lewis and Colby and Trevor online. Mike, why don't you bring up Colby? And he wants to talk about what is going to be the next dimension of probably solar voltaic. Is we got to find some way to store it to really make it a 24-hour-a-day asset for us.
Absolutely.
Colby, what's your question, my friend?
Yeah, my question is, last year I heard Tesla had come out with some 3-kilowatt batteries that are all self-contained, and they're about 90% efficient at converting the AC photovoltaic voltage into DC, and then which you can bank during the day, and then at nighttime, essentially, you could draw that power off the house, essentially go off-grid. And I don't know if there's any regulations on that, or if there's an easement or something signed on my house with SRP that prevents me from doing that. I know the technology is not there yet, but I knew Tesla had advanced that last year. I was wondering what your thoughts on that were.
Great question.
That is a great question, Colby, and it's very timely, too. Actually, that Tesla battery, it's called the Powerwall, and it's manufactured by Tesla Energy, I believe out of their Nevada gigawatt factory, I believe. Okay. Yeah. Right. Say that three times fast. And it's actually available now. It actually is available. They're going through the process right now of identifying sales channels to be able to put it out to market. So, yeah, that will become available, and that will be a great resource.
I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about this other company, Adara, the factory that just had the ribbon cutting in Nevada, that's apparently got this thing taken to the next level as well. More on solar with Dan King of Harmon Solar when we get back at Rosie on the House.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.